Chapter 10. The Virgin Rock. The men worked hard for the next few days. Sometimes the weather was bad, so they worked in the hold, making space for more fish. At last, one morning, Disco shouted, "Hurry, boys! We just arrived at our last stop." It was an amazing sight. The red sunrise coloured the sails of about 100 anchored boats. They rose and fell on the sea, like in a dance. You could hear the noise of men shouting and singing for miles around. And all the time, more boats were arriving. "There are about 1,000 men here," Dan said to Harvey, "and over there is the Virgin Rock." He pointed to an open space of greenish sea. "It's an enormous rock just under the surface of the sea," Dan explained, "and it's a marvellous fishing area. Seaweed covers the rock, and lots of fish come to find food there. So all the fishing boats come and fill their hold to the top with fish before they start the journey home." The We're Here sailed past the boats, and Disco waved at many friends. Many questions and answers flew back and forth. Everybody seemed to know about Harvey, the boy from the luxury passenger ship. "Is he a good fisherman yet?" they asked. "Or is he still an arrogant little rich boy?" Disco dropped anchor in a good place, and then all the dories went out to fish, joining hundreds of other dories near the Virgin Rock. It was like a competition. Everybody wanted the best place to catch as many fish as possible. You could hear every language there: Portuguese, Italian, French, Gaelic, and more. All the men joked, sang, and laughed at each other. "The whales come here to find food," Dan explained to Harvey. "When they approach, they blow very hard, and that pushes all the small fish up to the surface. Then the whales eat them. The cod love these small fish too, so they also come here, and we catch the cod. Here they come." The sea became cloudy and dark, and then the small fish rose to the surface together with millions of little air bubbles. Within seconds, the cod began to jump from the water to catch their favourite dinner. Then the dories started to catch the fish with their nets. All day long, the dories went back and forth to the boats with fish. In the evening, the men could hardly keep their eyes open, but they couldn't go to sleep before they cleaned and salted the day's catch. In the evening of the second day, Dan came to Harvey. He was holding a leather belt with a knife fixed to the back. The knife had a curious brass handle. "Look at this, Harvey," he said. "Isn't it marvellous? I just bought it from the captain of a French boat." "Wow, that's beautiful," Harvey said. "I'll give you $1 for it when I get my salary. No, I'll give you $2. "Do you really like it?" Dan asked shyly. "I got it for you, Harvey, because we're friends and you haven't got a knife. Will you accept it?" Harvey was very excited. "Of course I'll accept it, Dan," he said. "I'll keep it for the rest of my life."